But today, that the Nixon administration will seek to expand job opportunity programs for young people this summer came after he and President Nixon met with an advisory council, which included two California mayors, Mayor Frank Kern of San Diego and Mayor Jack Malatesta of San Leandro. Sonny Tufts, the actor whose blonde good looks brought him non-featured roles in many Hollywood movies, is dead at the age of 58. He died at St. John's Hospital in Santa Monica. Tufts, who came from a socially prominent Boston family, never achieved major stardom, but he appeared in many films, including So Proudly We Hail and The 7 Year Itch. His grandfather founded Tufts University. Sonny himself was a graduate of Yale. And North Vietnamese and Viet Cong forces stepped up their pressure north and west of the capital of Phnom Penh in Cambodia today. It's regarded by some as the biggest enemy offensive since Allied forces entered Cambodia last month.
KYA Sports.
In the American League, the Kansas City at Boston game has been rained out. In the National League, the end of four innings, San Francisco leads Chicago 4-0. Willie McCovey hit his 18th homer of the season in the third with two on. Stanford pitcher Steve Dunning, with a bonus contract estimated at $50,000, joins the Cleveland Indians today in Anaheim for their game with the California Angels. Overseas, England's Michael Bonalek has become the first golfer to win the British Amateur Championship in three straight years. Bonalek scored his latest triumph today over Bill Hindman. KY's WeatherWire says fair this afternoon with coastal fog. Highs today in the city 60, 70 inland. Lows tonight about 50, 71 in San Jose now, 62 in Oakland, 64 in Marin. Above Knob Hill, skies are partly cloudy, and it's 58 degrees. For KYA News, Larry Brownell. For KYA Music, Chris Edwards.
moments. Have love on a two-way street. It's number one saw in San Francisco's good thing, too. It's 20 before 2 o'clock. This is Big Fat Chris Edwards in the afternoon laughing and biting.
Announcing a remarkable gasoline breakthrough from the research laboratories of the Standard Oil Company of California. Research scientists at Standard Oil of California have developed a new gasoline additive, formula F310. Thousands of miles of road tests have proved that F310 in all Chevron gasolines substantially reduces exhaust emissions entering the air from dirty engines, a significant step toward solving one of today's major problems. And since dirty exhaust is really wasted gasoline, Chevron with F310 literally keeps good mileage from going up in smoke. Cleaner air, better mileage. Chevron with F310 turns dirty exhaust into good, clean mileage. Only Chevron gasolines have F310. There isn't a car on the road that shouldn't be using it.
1260 KYA.
Company.